welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'd like to continue on with the teaching I've been sharing on the gifts of the Holy Spirit with the prayer and the hope that you will begin to desire an even greater manifestation of the Spirit of God in your life, because it's given not just to those in leadership, but to all of us, to every man to profit withal. It says in 1 Corinthians, that 12th chapter, verse 7. So we now have been looking at the word of knowledge, and I wanted to share some examples from Scripture. In 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, and I want to turn to that, I'm going to read verses 8 and 9. We see that was a period of time in which Elisha is the man of God, and he is speaking in behalf of God's people, and he is sharing the things that the enemy king is up to. And can you imagine the consternation at the time this occurred? But in verse 8, let me read that. The king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once, not nor twice. Therefore, I just have to keep reading, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." So you see, supernatural knowledge was being revealed to Elisha, and he's the man of God referred to in the scripture. And through a word of knowledge, the king of Israel was told, well, the Syrians were planning to ambush him. And then a New Testament example is found in Acts, the 9th chapter, verses 10 through 12. We looked at that yesterday. It's a very clear demonstration of the word of knowledge. God spoke to a man named Ananias and told him to seek out Saul, who was soon to become Paul, lay his hands upon him that he might receive his sight and be filled with the Spirit of God. And there were specific things that the Lord revealed about the present condition of Saul. He was on a street called Straight. See, very detailed. He was in the home of Judas, who lived on this street. He was praying. He had seen Ananias in a vision, and he was about to recover from blindness and be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the 5th chapter of Acts, verse 3, there was a word of knowledge through Peter, and the Holy Spirit had shown, this was another Ananias, to be a liar and cheat, because he had lied about the amount from which he had sold the land and tried to keep apart for himself. And so you see, there's some, I just wanted to give you some examples from Scripture, and also just encourage you to be open about God's dealing with you, that you not only can pray and desire them, but you'll actually begin to see, because, you know, the Holy Spirit's such a gentleman. He never forces or pushes anything on us, but we have to invite Him and ask Him to show us. And then now I'd like to move on to the knowing gifts, which is discerning of spirits. And that means the ability to see into the spirit world. That may not actually in terms of supernatural vision, but to again have a knowing of what is operating at any particular moment. And many have thought that this gift is simply the discerning of devils. But this knowledge gift is not confined to those narrow and negative limitations. The discerning of spirits has to do with the Holy Spirit, the angels of the Lord, the human spirit, as well as evil spirits. It is limited to this invisible population of the spirit world. Remember the words of Elijah as he sees into the spiritual realm in 2 Kings 6:16. He says, "Fear not, for they that be with us," he tells his servant, "are more than they that be with them." So this is obviously not just the gift of discerning of devils, but discerning of spirits. And there are, beloved, an innumerable number of good spirits, including the Holy Spirit, archangels and angels of the Lord, encamping around every believer to deliver them. What does the word say? The angel of the Lord campeth around them that fear him and delivereth them. That's exactly what the word says. So we have a great company around us to protect us, defend us, fight for us. And you know, if you've, again, you've probably had this operating in your life, you may have been listening to a particular person, and you can discern whether they're saved or whether they're unsaved. You might listen to a preacher on television, and you can tell where, you know, where they're coming from. If there's someone that's preaching another gospel, that you, if you know the word of God, your spirit will say, "Uh-uh, that's not right. That's not of the Lord." And so you see, and we especially need discerning of spirits in this hour in which we live. There are many that are going after teachers. They say that the word says in the end days they'll heap teachers to themselves, having itching ears, just wanting to hear the things they want to hear rather than the truth of God. And many times the word of God is not just going to pat us on the head. It'll correct us. It'll tell us where we need to change, where we need to correct our behavior or our attitudes. And so, you know, it is a two-edged sword. It cuts the head off the enemy, but also it may cut from us and wound us in ways that are beneficial to our spiritual growth. Praise God. So the word of wisdom is simply knowing God's plan and order for the present and the future. The word of knowledge is knowing facts about people, places, and events in the past or present. And discerning of spirits is knowing about the dimension of spirits through supernatural knowledge. Praise God. And beloved, it's not mind reading. It's not the ability to judge if someone has a nasty spirit. Well, even the unsaved can do that. It's not a gift for finding fault or criticism. This gift has also nothing to do with communicating with departed spirits. For the Bible says that the dead do not know what is going on among the living. That's Job 14 and 21. And this gift is also not the ability to place people in certain psychological boxes or the ability to be suspicious of people. In Acts, the 8th chapter, verse 23, we see that there was a revival going on in Samaria that Philip was having, and there was a man called Simon present. And he saw Simon going through some kind of conversion, as it says in verse 13, but it was only when Peter and John came down that the real spirit of Simon was discerned. Peter said to him, "I perceive," and again, this was the Holy Spirit showing him, "that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." In other words, this man had a wrong spirit, a wrong heart, a wrong motive. So, beloved, this is an especially important gift in the days in which we are living. There are evil spirits that work through false doctrine, as well as false spirits that work through sickness. And discerning of spirits tells us when a supernatural manifestation is not from God, and it lets us know when false doctrine is the work of seducing spirits. Also, this gift helps us to know what kind of spirit is operating, and there are many kinds of false spirits. Consider Jesus, his ministry. He dealt with so many, the dumb spirits, the deaf spirits, the blind spirits, unclean spirits, spirits of infirmity. Now, I might say that not all sickness is caused by evil spirits, but when it is our job to gently and lovingly bring healing and deliverance to the suffering. Now, let's take a little bit of time and look at some scriptures, and I want to take a moment now to turn to Revelation, the first chapter, and I want to start reading at verse 12 through 17. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. This was John. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. This is talking about Jesus. And his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. Verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. John was in the Spirit, and he received a prolonged glimpse into the spiritual dimension. He saw Jesus. He saw the unveiled Christ, the Christ of Revelation. Any vision of Jesus is the operation of discerning or seeing into the dimension of spirits. John also saw angels and devils, heaven, hell, and men of the future in his vision. And then, of course, remember in Mark, the first chapter, it talks about Jesus' baptism. And in verses 9 and 10, it talks about John the Baptist. He sees the Spirit descend as a dove upon Jesus at his baptism. John the Baptist saw the Holy Spirit in the spiritual form as a dove, and he heard a voice from the spiritual dimension saying, This is my beloved Son. So we see that this gift can also involve a spiritual voice. Well, I'm going to have to save my other examples for tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to not miss any of this teaching and join me tomorrow at the same time. God bless you. Thank you for listening. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.